And we are back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yeah, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Ready to Love, Season 7, the only season we'll ever do, Episode 5, Miami. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because Sherry was like, yo, I feel like after weeks of watching this show, Terrell is finally going to want to use the phrase, I feel some type of way.
Nope. Nope, not going to do it. I do feel like I'm going to drink right after we get done with this.
Oh, you wait until then?
I did. I decided to wait, keep my thoughts clear.
Oh, boy. What happened? Was it the Married at First Sight recap that got you feeling that way?
Well, just, you know, some days there's that Terrell, some days there's this Terrell. It's just depends on my mood.
If you haven't seen the recap from Wednesday night, just go back. I mean, it was like right at the very end, that glass got to the bottom, and apparently all the truth was in the bottom. Because all of a sudden, Terrell just decides to go off on a tangent about... I'm like, yo, hey, we're still on the air, stop.
I speak my truth.
Yeah, and that's why you have people in the comments like, I like drunk tail. Bring the brown back. Like, no, we've got jobs to protect. No, hey, you know what though? The one thing I think that we say it, and I don't know that everybody actually believes it sometimes, but these are our natural conversations. You know, there are times when we're here, one thing. When it's just us, it's the exact same thing. If we're on the phone, it's the exact same thing. If we're in person, I mean, I think that the shock is watching people see us actually interact in person. And they're like, especially at the wedding, right? So when you came, as you were the best man at my wedding, and people were like, wait, what? Y'all, this is really y'all. Like, yeah.
We just cuss more. We cuss more when it's just us. But other than that, everything else you're seeing on our recaps and just on our show, this is who we are with each other. So it's really like y'all are just watching us have a conversation with ourselves.
It's like we say, you know, you ever been somewhere? Seen some people having random conversations? That's us. That's how this whole podcast got started. You know, this episode got started picking up from last week's episode. And, you know, they teased this when they had everybody lined up for the decision. The guys had the power. And this week, we finally got what the decision was. Were you satisfied with this?
I was. I wasn't a Corvea fan. But really, I thought they were going to give a lifeline and keep all three. So I was surprised that she got let go. I thought after all that, you know, arguing back and forth between Mark Anthony and DeMario, I thought they were going to keep Corvea. But I think they made the right decision, and who knows? Maybe she will still find love.
Is it the right decision, though, just because she wants the finer things in life? Is that just so bad that you want the finer things in life?
There's really nothing wrong with wanting the finer things in life. To me, it's one thing to want the finer things in life, but it's another thing to turn your nose up to people that you feel don't match that. And there's nothing wrong with that. I like nice restaurants. I don't like chains. But if somebody's like, oh, I want to go to Chili's, I don't judge them.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like Corvea was that type of person that she's just very judgy. Wait,
okay. That's you being judgy on Corvea, because all she basically said was, if I do this for me, this is what I expect somebody else to do for me. You sent me a clip today, right? And just a little transparency. You sent me this clip of Latto, the hip hop artist Latto, right? She was in the station at Hot 107.9 in Atlanta, right here in Atlanta. That's actually the station that I'm on the show is on. So she was in our building talking with Jay Nix, who is the afternoon guy there on Hot 107.9. And one of the things that came up, and it's one of these moments that come out of interviews, right? Usually it's these moments that come out of it. And this moment was when he was asking about her doing things with her man, who she's never revealed who it is. And she said, look, he buys this, he buys this, he buys this, he pays all my bills, this. And that's all Corvea was asking for. Corvea wanted a Latto treatment. That's all it was.
That's great. And hopefully she finds a guy that wants to do that. Guys that can afford to give auto treatment don't go on Ready to Love.
Oh my God, I knew you were going to do this.
If you make that kind of money, you're not going on the show.
Right.
So if that's what she wants, great. And I hope she finds that.
So did you believe her when she said that she wants DeMario to explore other connections? Because, if it's meant to be, he'll come back to her. Or do you really feel she said that because she's just not that into him?
I think she said that just because she got rejected. And that just sounds like some cool shit to say to leave on without saying like, wow, I can't believe nobody liked all this. I can't believe it. So I just think that's just what she said. But if she's still feeling DeMario, great. DeMario can't give her the lotto treatment if that's what she's looking for. So,
yeah. You know, it looked like, it's funny, DeMario felt a kind of way with Corvea being eliminated, didn't he?
He was a little butthurt about that, you know, and I guess I understand if y'all are making these connections. I think what's really different about this show compared to the other ones is they're still living their day-to-day lives. They just all meet up every evening
right
for these little get-togethers compared to the other folks where they're totally away from
isolated
the world and isolated. And so I wonder how many of these people are on the show, but then also have relationships. You know, is it like Corvea got kicked off and is she like on the way texting somebody, hey, big head, what you doing tonight? You know, I'm just curious, but I do think that's very unique.
Hey, big teeth, nothing.
See, you wrong for that.
What?
You wrong for that. That's why you're going to hell. You wrong for that.
After you, brother. It's a great question, though. Is that what it is? Because, you know, you're right. This seems to be where they're actually able to interact with other people as opposed to the isolation that a lot of these reality TV shows do. Probably because they're not paying them enough to, you know, hey, I need you to step away from your job for a minute.
As I said, low budget.
Just leave it alone.
I called it low budget. No, we can't put you up in a hotel, but tell you what, can you be here every Thursday and Friday at 5:30?
But I get off at 5. All right, so 5:45. How about
you? You're going to be a little late. We'll just won't bring you in until later. Because you notice how there's people you don't even see or hear any conversations about every episode.
You know, it's funny because here we go. A little hurdler says, yes, it has happened. There seems to be more action off camera with the contestants. And I've heard that about some of the previous seasons. So, you know, could be. This episode, the ladies got the power. You know, it's always this back and forth. Guys have the power. Ladies have the power. Ha, ha, ha. So here we go. Ladies have the power this episode. And so they go on these dates. First date we get to see is Cynthia and Anthony, and Cynthia was drooling the minute Anthony walked in.
She was. And so as I'm watching Cynthia, I actually kind of like Cynthia. Mm-hmm. You know, the more I got a chance to hear her, seem like she's really connected to Anthony. They have that Haitian thing. And Anthony just seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's not a lot of drama around him, and maybe it's to come, but so far, out of 5 episodes, you don't really see any drama with Anthony where you're like, you know what? When they put him on, they start talking to him, it's pleasant.
Wait a minute, though. I don't know if anybody else noticed this. And maybe I am wrong. But didn't it seem like he mixed up Cynthia with one of the other girls who had nothing but brothers?
But that's possible. I mean, you're dating a whole bunch of different people every Thursday and Friday after 5:30. It's possible that you can get a little confused, but he didn't like call her by a different name.
True.
Or I really enjoyed our last 2 dates. And she's like, oh, this is our first date.
See, I know I wasn't wrong because yes, he did. And here's what High Vibe said, though. Cynthia and Anthony seemed like a good fit. Do you think that? Because, I mean, the way she was smitten with it. Now, she seemed to get past who was the other dude? Andre. Really fast. As, like, she was like, I'm gonna stick in the A's. I'm still in the A's of the dictionary. Shit, from Andre to Anthony. And mess around, she's gonna be at Bert next.
Well, I do think they have a pretty good connection. For the most part, you know, compared to a lot of them. So I'm hopeful for these two. But I thought they had a really great date.
You know, the next one that popped up was Jeffrey and DeMario. who was all in his feelings. But you know what? Is it me or was Jeffrey kind of playing games in this whole thing?
No, DeMario's just weak. So you're going to trip out over this kiss.
Yeah.
That it wasn't like she tongued him down. They were playing a game.
Right.
And it was just a peck. What's the big deal? And all of you're dating multiple people. But what I didn't like about him is the judginess. That if we didn't really like him, you wouldn't put your lips on somebody like that. What do you think your kids would say? Hey, you don't know my kids, so keep them out your mouth right now. And I just thought it was just weak of him to be that childish about this. You're on the show meeting, 10 women and trying to see which one you like. But you're going to judge her for just pecking somebody in a game? And he didn't step up and try to holler at her on the boat anyway.
That's because he got in his feelings. Okay, this is where I'm actually on Jeffrey's side because she's right. He got in his feelings and he, caught an attitude and didn't talk to her because she was vibing with Mark Anthony. Here's the thing, because he's like, she doesn't know Mark Anthony. How do you know that? You went on one date with her. She went on one date with Mark Anthony, which apparently you didn't know about. So you're like, she didn't know him. Dude, everybody's dating everybody. So I'm with you in this sense. So he really he played himself in this one, man. And all Jeffrey was saying was out of sight, out of mind. And guys got to remember this part. You've got to stay in the forefront because just like how you have options, women have options tenfold compared to yours. Trust me.
They totally do. And then what does he do when he gets his, feelings hurt when she wasn't, bowing down to his attitude?
Yep.
Well, I've never seen her without makeup. So, there's that. Just weak. The dude's just weak to me.
Yeah. It really was, the fact that he didn't apply the pressure is an issue. And then to have an attitude just shows the kind of guy he is. He was on one date with her, out horseback riding. You saw how cocky he got on that horseback riding date. So all of a sudden he feels like, I got her. If you feel like that's it, and you got her and that's it, guys, no, you don't.
Right.
Because trust me, she's nice and smiling in your face. She's got everybody jumping in the DMs at the same time. Lucy B says, Terrell, keep that same energy next week on Married at First Sight when Chris and Dom kiss. I think
she means Clint
next week. Yeah,
I think she means Clint and Dom.
She means Clint, yeah.
And I definitely will. I will have that same energy, and I will have whiskey ready for that episode.
Oh boy, we're in for a treat if the whiskey's up on deck. The group date was next. Marcia, who set this up with Jeffrey, Blue, and Blake. Marcia was trying to be a little messy.
Exactly.
I'm here for it. Go, girl.
Yeah. She was trying to be messy that whole thing. So the group date starts, and Blake walks in, and he's like, oh, crap. It's like he walked in and saw his ex, right? How the look in his eye.
That's exactly what it looks
like. Yeah, like when he's like, oh, she's here.
Son of a bitch.
And so Blake lays down there, and she's making the noise with the bowls. And the look in his eyes, and I'm like, you're telling me this was too loud for you? And all I'm just like, Blake, dude, he's weird. He's just a weird cat.
Bree says something is wrong with Blake. Do you feel that way? Because you say he's weird. What's weird?
What's weird to me about Blake is I feel like there's this representative that he puts out.
Yes.
But there's this crazy person behind the scenes, And so I think that's my issue with Blake. He's very condescending, but I've picked up on something. I'll talk about later. I'll hit that one later, but he's very condescending.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that annoys me about him.
Here's the thing about Blake, right? Because it's really weird to me that he won't just call Jeffrey out. If this is what it is, call her out. He sat with her one-on-one and wouldn't call her out. Here he is in this session. He's like, no, that's exactly what I heard when he was speaking. Because he didn't really say anything, right? And then I've seen online where a supposed ex of his, one of his baby mamas is saying, this about him. I didn't even read the article. I saw the headline. I'm like, swipe left, right? I'm good. I don't even want to read this because is it real baby mama or somebody just going, let me get a couple hits on my website on this? But at the same time, I almost feel like I wish like I should have read it, because we're seeing the same things out of this guy consistently.
Yeah, and the note that I made is when he said that Jeffrey, you know, cut him off and was very combative, maybe he just can't handle a woman who's not scared to speak her mind, and just a strong woman in general. He's used to these women that are going to, you know, bow down to Blake, where Jeffrey steps up and he shuts down. So I really think he has issues with strong women.
You know, Lucy says Blake's eyes look like he was about to rise by the coffin at the funeral.
Like he's about to turn into Blackula. Yeah.
This is hilarious. One of our other favorite guys was on a date next. Tony and Morgan. Tony just can't turn off that that Playboy mode, can he? He's just giving straight up college vibes. I mean, I've seen this guy in college, especially at HBCU.
Yeah, so their date, I liked Morgan in this episode. I think that Morgan has a really good head on her shoulders. Mm-hmm. Her picker is just bad. She picks bad dudes, and she's smitten by Tony. Yeah. And Mr. Tony went into Al Green, "I'm so tired of being alone. Yes. Tired of waking up alone. Tired of going to bed alone." I was just like, stop it, Tony.
You notice he had to rub her hand.
Yeah, it's just
he does it with every woman.
It's just straight game. But here's what I think about Tony. I think Tony likes the chase.
Yes.
But then once he gets you, well, okay, this is not as fun anymore, and I'm gonna move on to something else. Because everything he says and does, it's almost like there's a he has a mission.
Yeah.
And he's trying to say these things to get what he wants. So I think he's that kind of guy that likes the chase.
Yeah.
But then once he gets a real good woman, then what?
Every time we've seen Tony sit down with a woman, we know exactly what he's going to say, because he says the same thing. He's running the same script over and over again, right? I do like Morgan's mindset, though, right? Because when she got on there, she talked about, I could have been somebody's baby mama, but I want more. And I like that, because that's the mindset. It's the mindset, like, and I think the reason why I connect with it is probably the same reason you connect with it, because it's the same kind of thing that we had and our mindset. Like, I don't just want a baby mama, and need a family, right?
Well, I think that could be it, or maybe we just have lazy swimmers. So I don't know. But
mine figured out a way.
Mine have been gone a long time ago. I guess I'm shooting blanks, but.
Yeah, I thought that too. Yeah.
But I do like where her head is at when it comes to that. I just feel like she's smitten by the wrong type of man.
Mm-hmm. No, that's actually very true. Tony, just to me, man, I'm just not a fan of his at all. Here's the thing I didn't get though. He says, I need to see more in Morgan. What more does he need to see in her? He snuck a kiss in there. Correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't see him kiss any of the other ones, but he's like, well, you know, there was this, there's this one, and then there's Jonique. I'm like, you're going to put Jonique in the same category as Morgan only because there's one thing you're looking to do, and it's not a relationship.
He wants to Hulk smash. Yeah, he's pretty trifling. I think guys like this, you know, for the ladies, when you come across guys that say the same cool crap all the time, men are creatures of habit, and so we do this because it works, unfortunately.
It works, unfortunately.
But I mean, like, literally, ladies, think of how guys' minds are. It doesn't change too much from college to an adult. In college, hey, we're going to go to this club over here. Why? I got 3 phone numbers last week. I'm going to go back to the same spot. If guys go fishing, let's bring the boat out right over here. Why? I caught 3 catfish right in that spot. We do the same things over and over and just figure out who it works on. And unfortunately, it's working on Morgan. I'm hoping that more dialogue will happen where she will see through it, but who knows?
I'm just shocked he hasn't used the "I'm an extroverted introvert" yet. All right, well, let's move on to Blake and Jonique. This date was doomed before it even started.
Ugh. Okay, before we talk about the date, earlier when they got off the yacht and they got to Hard Rock, and I think Jonique was sitting with a few folks, what was she doing with rubbing around her head? It looked like she had something. I thought it was her phone, but she was like rubbing it. Like
no, you gotta pat the weave.
Is that what that was? Was she patting it with the phone?
I'm just making shit up.
You've educated me on weaves and wigs.
Doesn't make me an expert.
I didn't know if there was like some kind of thing that she was putting around there. But no, that date was terrible. And I like how she said, you know, I really like Blake because he's a thinker and he thinks before he speaks. I'm like, have you really listened to Blake?
Well, he says more than how he did, so therefore.
Well, this goes to my point about why I don't like Blake and his condescension.
Yeah.
You know, she says, tell me about you. Well, if you ask me a general question, I'm going to give you a general answer.
Yo!
Okay. I was like, what in the hell is this coming from?
Here's why I'm not mad at that, right? I always hated when people would say, so tell me about yourself. What do you want to know? I'm not going to sit here like it's a job interview just say, well, I was born. No. What do you want to know? So I'm not mad at him for that. I think it was a bullshit answer, but at the same time, I know I was the person who was like, what do you want to know? If you don't ask me, I'm not going to tell you.
So you're on a date and you're on a dating show. So someone's going to say, well, tell me about yourself. You know what they're talking about. Maybe you can start with some stuff and then maybe you went to Howard. I went to Spelman and y'all start having these kind of conversations.
Not coming up in that conversation. Stop it. Not in that conversation. Not in that date. Stop it.
I know. So it was funny. He's like, well, what do you like to do? What do you like to do for fun? Well, you know, me and my family, we like to drink at home and turn up. I'm just like, Blake's not interested. But here's why Blake's an ass. Blake, his attitude is, if you notice, if Blake thinks you're beneath him, he treats you as such.
Yes.
And he does that to men, women, doesn't matter who you are. Once in his mind, he says, you're beneath me, he's going to totally treat you like that. And that's exactly what he did to Jonique.
Look, like Little Hurdler says, her answers were terrible too. My family likes to turn up, like you just said. But basically, she said, I like to do hood rat shit with my hood rat friends. That's basically what she was saying. This was, at the bare minimum, the worst job interview ever. Because it really felt like a job interview. So, tell me about yourself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's just very Blake, and he's not going to like anybody. I don't think anybody's going to pick him. I think he's just getting kept because he brings the drama. And so that's why he's getting dragged along for this ride.
So you could make a lot of money playing poker with Blake, because yeah, he doesn't have a poker face at all. And, you know, he doesn't hide it very well either. Here's the thing about it. You don't need to read his face to understand the date's going bad. Because if you have to ask the question, so, do you have any questions for me? The answer means no. You don't need to ask the question. Just like, you know what? I think this date is over. You know, it's been great. No need to say, do you have any questions for me? If dessert hasn't been served, we're like, hey, can I get that to go, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
If someone's out with you and they're not asking you any questions, they have no questions for you. They're not interested. And if someone's really interested, they're going to ask a lot. And that's how the conversation goes back and forth. But Blake is Blake, and that's not going to go anywhere at all.
You say Blake is Blake. High Vibe says Blake is definitely an elitist.
I think he's a wannabe elitist because I think he feels he has a really good job. He's done some interesting things in his life. He's seen some things in the world. Mm-hmm. I think all that's great. You know, he's a veteran. All those things, I think that's great. But I think he thinks he's bigger than what he really is.
Marcy agrees. You said he's a wannabe elitist. But Sherry says he might actually be on the spectrum a little bit. I'm not going to go that far.
I wouldn't say that. I think he's if we're calling the spectrum
he may
an
be
asshole,
special, but
if we're calling the spectrum an asshole, yes, he's on the spectrum because he's an asshole.
Well, you know, there are people who put us on that spectrum too, and from our past.
Hey,
so
we at least we can say we're no Blake. We can say that we're no Blake. We wouldn't.
Why?
Because
we
like
have
that.
No baby mamas coming out from the back talking about. Let me tell you about him.
No. No, I just say we wouldn't treat anybody. Well, hold up. I can't speak for you. I would never treat.
All right. That's what we're doing.
I've been on bad dates in my life where I'm like, this is terrible. But you know what? We're here. Let's eat some food, have some drinks, and let's move on. And, we can still have a respectful time. Yeah. And we're both going to ghost each other. And it's all good. I paid, so you won. So.
No. Do not order that. we're not on that side of the menu tonight.
Yeah, you could be like, waiter, she had the house salad. If you could put that on her tab, I wouldn't do that. But I think that's just Blake being who he is. And I've been trying to avoid all the stuff that I'm seeing on the internet about Blake, and I don't want to hear it because I don't want to be biased from that. But I can just see I'm seeing enough that the dude's an asshole.
So the women got together for their session with Tommy, and when Morgan, hey, so who you got a connection with? Well, Tony, Jonique, not feeling it.
Well, I don't think Tony's feeling Jonique.
Yeah. So. Well, he is. If he can be feeling Jonique, he'll be feeling Jonique.
I'm just saying. But I think that's what makes this show. Brings up the drama because you have these people that are all dating the same folks, and some people walk away feeling they have one connection when they really don't. And we know Tony is going to make every woman that he goes on a date with feel like she's his number one.
Yeah.
Every single time. And so he might have hung out with Janique and she walked away going, oh my God, Andy's going to pray with me. He's so amazing. And now realizes that, oh, he has interest in other people.
Yeah. It's funny because we're watching a TV show, we get to see it, right? You get to see him use the same playbook every single game, right? Because every date for him is a game. Every one-on-one is a game. But we all know people who used to run that exact same playbook.
Yep. Now, and they also are single with two or three kids from two or three different women and still ain't worth the shit. So,
no, I know one who's married and happily married and very into his wife. So, and I'm not gonna call his name because obviously I'm not gonna put him out there like that. But yeah,
tell it.
But I see Tony. I see certain person. I'm gonna call any names. If he was watching right now, he'd know I'm talking about him because he's using the same kind of lines. Now. The question I have, though, from the women's session, how did Anthony become such a hot commodity? All of a sudden, all the women are like, well, Anthony. We didn't even know there was an Anthony on the goddamn show until tonight.
Until, episode 3, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, he's the sleeper. But like I said, I think he brings a good vibe to the table. I think Mark Anthony also brings a good vibe. They did call out something really huge, that Mark Anthony doesn't want to date women with children.
Yes.
Majority of them have children. So... Yeah. It's like, okay, y'all have to factor that in. But what do you think of Jeffrey's messiness? Now she's trying to redeem herself against Susu. And I'm like, you don't want any of that smoke from her again. Just let it go.
Yeah. Jeffrey's shady as hell. Jeffrey's the kind, so the women who put off, and not just women, but men do it too, who put off this very innocent vibe, right? And then you get to see, and you peel back the layers, and you see that shade and how they come off. But because they come off as so innocent, people are going to want to go their route first. It's interesting because you don't trust Blake, but you also don't really trust Jeffrey as much. Who is there to believe? Because maybe Sue Ann just has blinders on because she likes Blake. And you can look at her and say, she's the educated one in this one. But at the same time, educated people can be stupid as hell with common sense too.
Yeah, just because you're educated doesn't mean you make good decisions. Yeah. I think Jeffrey is trying to... I really maybe feel like she thought she lost that fight with Susu last time, so now there's my chance to try to make her look bad. And I like Susu. I think that she holds herself well.
Yes.
She doesn't, let the little small stuff get to her. She's not even worried anything about Jeffrey. No, but I definitely do like her. And I just have to call this out. Bree, I agree with you. I think the reason why Anthony's a hot commodity is because his conversations, he's very intentional. He's not there to win a game. He's not Tony.
Right. getting back to Jeffrey and Sue Ann and their thing, you got Lucy saying that Jeffrey's starting to sound like a Karen in the way that she's acting, right? And part of this is in that space of her, like you said, Jeffrey's backed up against the wall, or like Little Hurdle says, nice, nasty. That's what she is. She's really trying to, you know, she's got to win the argument.
Yeah.
She's got to win it. And she's like, okay, I'm going to destroy this man. You know, part of what I see in this, and this is where I'm at a crossroads, because you've seen women who've been turned down, and guys do this too, who've been turned down by women, and women who've turned down by men. And what do? Their whole thing is to discredit them in front of everybody else, and especially in this setting. Is that what's happening here? Did Jeffrey were like, Blake, you're my guy, and I want you. And he's like, yeah, well, I want to check everybody else out. And so she's like, yeah, well, you know, ladies, he told me this. It could be. Even though you've got Lucy said Jeffrey's the most unbothered person on there, at the same time, she seems very... She really is. She's pretending to be unbothered, but I think she really is. Blake does something to her. What is it?
Moist. That's what he does. She liked Blake, and of course, you know, he doesn't want any more children. She doesn't want any more children. I think Blake comes across like he's doing well financially, and so... Mm-hmm. That could be a win too, but she's just messy. And I think I think a lot of us have commented the voice. I just couldn't deal. I'm like, you know, you win this argument. I don't even want to hear it anymore. You win. I'm done.
you mentioned Susu and what she does. And you got here Regine saying Susu jumped into the fray with Jeffrey tonight. She could have left it alone. Well, no, I like the fact that Susu embraced the title of Advocate Sue.
Yeah.
She's like, no, yeah. I mean, and that was the title of last week's episode, and I'm with it. You know, she's like, no, yeah, I'm going to be an advocate for who I believe in. Of course. And we need people to be advocates for who and what they believe in.
I totally agree. And my favorite thing that she said tonight was when Jeffrey approached them, because I felt like I was at the adult table and a kid came up to the adult table and started talking. I was like, get her. That was fire. I was like, you go.
You wouldn't know who this is, but High Vibe said Susu reminds me of Dakia. Dakia was from the last DC season, and you're right. She does kind of give me those vibes, just a little bit.
I have no idea who that is, and we all know I'm not going back to watch previous season. So
he's like, so whoever she is, we'll agree with you.
Yeah, she sure is just like her, 100%. From what I remember, just like her.
Now, we got down to the decision. The ladies had to make their decision. And of course, like they always do, they send them out on a date. DeMario, not fool, when he got called on a date with Jonique, he's like, I know what this is about. So is it me or nah?
Yeah, you could tell Jonique's never worked in HR because it took her a long time to dance around to get to the subject. But...
Imagine that HR department if she was in charge of it.
Yeah. It'd be ratchet. You don't like it? Well, fight her then.
HR means hood rat.
Yeah. Well, then fight her then. I can see her going off in a meeting. I don't give a fuck.
Boss don't want to give you the day off. Just take it.
So I think DeMario actually is happy because now he can go pursue Corvea.
Right.
Because they have each other's phone numbers. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's his game plan is to go pursue her. So I think he's happy that he's out.
Yeah.
And I think they made, well, to me, the right decision would have been to get rid of Blake. But again, he's part of the core of the drama.
But so you were not surprised that he survived.
Yeah,
again,
of course.
Right?
Yeah. Of course. I mean, like, and they might have all voted for Blake, but they were like, Tommy had to come in. Look, y'all.
Let me explain something to you real
quick. This is real Tommy talking real quick. We need ratings.
This shit is going down the toilet. We need ratings, and Blake is trending.
Have y'all heard the shit Terrell's been saying about us? We got to turn this around.
Oh, my God. You know, I don't know, man. This next episode looks like, you know, the previews of the next one looks okay. But I want to go back to some of the comments we had in here with, like, Little Hurdler, who, when she first jumped on, said, "I'm happy to catch you guys live." She did have a question for you, Tara. Why did Tara look like he had a live prostate exam when he introduced the show?
Because every Friday night that I'm having to do this after watching the first two episodes, I just question my life choices. I'm just like, yes, it's the regular guys, random thoughts, ready to love. I just question why I'm doing this. And it's like, I committed to doing something and I'm not happy about it. Every Friday, think of it like this. I'm 12 and ready to love is broccoli and you're forcing me to eat broccoli.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat it, but I'm just, I don't know. Maybe if I put a bunch of ketchup on it, maybe that'll make it better.
Nothing. Hot sauce. You're black. Hot sauce.
No, hot sauce isn't good. I wasn't on hot sauce when I was 12. Come on now.
You know what? I got to give you props, though. You have definitely, you make a commitment, you're going to stick it out. Because there are a lot of people who are like, you know what? After the second episode, the hell with this. I'm done. So
there's been people that watch this, like, I don't even watch anymore. I'm just going to watch you guys. So they're going to make us suffer through it, or should I say make me suffer through it? Because you're going to watch season 8 solo. But you're gonna watch season 8.
I didn't even watch season 6. I'll be honest. I didn't watch the first Miami season. I watched the last DC season, and I liked that one. And I think I saw one episode or a piece of an episode of the Miami one. I was like, eh. So, and we had a bunch of stuff going on then. Here's where Lucy said, "I missed the season during COVID. They were all isolated on the island. We got to see everything." You know, that's the thing about reality TV dating shows between the COVID time, you know, and when everybody's on lockdown. First of all, we paid a lot of attention to a lot of crap we probably wouldn't have watched then, more so than now. Now that the world's open, everybody back, we're back outside.
What was that show everybody watched in 2020?
Tiger King?
Tiger King, yeah. Yeah, everybody, that's all let's talk about. Every team's meeting. Have y'all seen Tiger King yet? Just desperate. But I'd be curious what this show was like if everybody was all in the same space mm-hmm. and had to interact with each other all day. Probably be longer, probably be 2 hours or something like that. But
yeah.
I think that would probably be more beneficial for this. But yeah, I mean, I'm just not a big fan of it, mm-hmm. and I gotta call this out and take this as a pure compliment. Thank you, T. Yes, I will accept that I am the Blake of the Ready to Love reviews. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. You are. And back to the guys. High Vibe saying Tony quotes scriptures from the book Pookie and Ray Ray. hilarious, man. And back to Blake on this. I mean, it's amazing. You know, most of us have been saying the same thing from Jump about Blake. Where there's smoke, there's fire, which is kind of what you've been saying about Blake.
Yeah, I mean, he has that vibe of being this controlling asshole to women, and he's all smooth and stuff. But as soon as you do something that doesn't jive with what he likes or what he wants, he's gonna flip out. So I really think that there's just something odd about him. You know, there's certain dudes who are like, I don't really care about your dating lifestyle and all that, but I could have a beer with you and hang out. Not with Blake. I wouldn't want to.
Now, this is going to be our last one just because I know the answer. Watch season 3 or 4. I forget where they were isolated.
A pass. Yeah, that's a hard pass. I'll take your word for it. I'm going to be isolated away from Ready to Love after this season is over. In fact, I'm going to remove the OWN channel from my deal. I don't want to see anything on OWN ever again.
How much do I save if I remove 5 cents? I'll take it.
I'll take it. Take it. That 5 cents adds up.
Oh my God. Don't forget, we're back on Monday with our regular episode. I think that's what, episode 120. And then, of course, next Wednesday, back with Married at First Sight season 16 Nashville recap. And then next week, we won't be here next Friday because I'll be on the road. We'll be back. Saturday night, we'll go ahead and do it Saturday night, all right? And we'll review Ready to Love, so we'll get it up.
Yeah, fine.
You okay?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. How many more episodes left?
A lot more than you want. Mm. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRD Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.